106.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 14th of July. Sunny and 68 degrees, a beautiful start to what promises to be a hot 96-degree day today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Dylan John Callahan, talking about the Knights of Pythias Pythian Challenge Disc Golf Tournament that's coming up. David, good morning. How are you? Dylan, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Glad to have you on board with us here today. So I believe the tournament's coming up here Saturday. Where is the disc golf tournament going to be, and how can we get involved with it?
It will be on Saturday, July 23rd. We're going to start at 8:30 in the morning at Peter Pan Park. And we're going to start off with a meeting. All the players are going to get together, and then we're going to do two rounds of 18 holes, and there will be prizes. There will be trophy discs, CTP prizes, all that good stuff. And the best way to sign up for this event, which we're expecting a lot, we don't have a whole lot signed up right now, but we know we're going to get a lot from all over Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. Best way to sign up is to go to our Facebook page or our website. You can find our website at kansaspythians.org. That's K-A-N-S-A-S. PYTHIANS.org. Our Facebook page, you can find us by looking up Damascus Lodge 445. We'll come right up, and you can click the link to sign up.
All right, so a week from Saturday, Peter Pan Park, and it is time to get signed up. Well, Dylan, let's talk about the Knights of Pythias. I believe what a fraternal organization. Tell us about your group. I think a lot of people might not be familiar with it.
Yes, I've heard people say that it's the largest secret society you've never heard of, so I think we're doing a pretty good job at that. Damascus Lodge itself was started here in Emporia in October of 2020, but we're actually part of a much older and much larger organization. The Knights of Pythias was originally founded in Washington, D.C. in 1864 by a man named Justice Rathbone. Very interesting fellow. The order is a, like you say, it's a fraternal and also chivalric order. And sometimes when people hear the word fraternal, they might think college frat or something along those lines. But it's actually more about an intellectual order of brotherhood of man, fatherhood of God, that sort of thing. Our theme is the story of Damon and Pythias, which inspired our founder greatly. So 1864, you know, we had the Civil War going on, brother against brother sort of thing. And when our founder, Justice Rathbone, went to see a play about this true story of Damon and Pythias, where each man pledged his life to his friend and stayed true to their word, he was greatly inspired by that. So he founded the order on the principles of friendship, charity, and benevolence.
What does that, I guess, mean in modern society? Really, the modern iterations here of the Knights of Pythias. What are some of the different activities and maybe some charitable work that you guys are involved in?
Very good question. We actually have very specific definitions for the terms friendship, charity, and benevolence, and these are all taught in our ceremonial rituals where you are made a knight, starting off as a page, then an esquire, then a knight. Sometimes people wonder if we dress up like medieval knights. We don't really do that, but we do espouse the chivalric principles of you know, loyalty and honor. And so what we do in our communities is we want to uplift mankind. We want to uplift our neighbors. just as it was during the Civil War when we were founded, the same it is as it is today. Sometimes we forget to love our neighbors, and the lessons we impart in our society really strive to make sure that people know that they're loved, they have a place in this world, and they can help out in their community. So what Damascus Lodge does is we have a holiday dinner fund. So we provide Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners to the Emporia Men's Mission and also to Shiloh House. We also try to do clothing drives. We've done it 2 years in a row. We've gotten some cold weather clothing, those Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners. But most importantly, we definitely strive to make sure that our members know that it's a mutual aid society. If anything ever goes wrong, if they ever need a hand, we will be there.
So, Dylan, what about membership here? Do you have a good number of members?
Yes, our lodge currently has 15 members. We're hoping to expand that greatly. Back in the good old days, we had 200 lodges in Kansas at any given time. Right now, there's only one right here in Emporia. So we're hoping to expand. As I say, we have 15 members. Annual dues to join are $60 a year. Your first year is only $30, and that money goes directly to the lodge so that we can work on our programs such as the holiday dinners, and eventually we would like to establish our own castle hall here. The lodge itself is the people that meet, but the building where we meet we refer to as the castle hall. So currently we're meeting at the VFW on South Commercial, and they have been fantastic, really helpful in making sure we have a meeting space, but we need something a bit more permanent, place to, you know, store all of our ritual items and instead of in our separate homes. So that's something that we're absolutely looking forward to in the coming years.
Yeah, doing good work. Well, Dylan, once again, disc golf tournament coming up on the 23rd of this month at Peter Pan Park. How much does it cost to enter? And tell us again how we can get entered.
There are three divisions. You have recreational at $25, intermediate at $30, and advanced at $35. So in order to sign up for that, you can find the link on our Facebook page and any of our flyers that we have all over Facebook and at disc golf locations in town. Or you can go to our website, kansaspythians.org.
And if people would like to be part of the Damascus chapter, how do they wind up doing that?
Definitely come out and see us. We'll hand you a paper application. Anybody 21 or older can apply. There are some other qualifications. We'll get to know you. You'll get to know us. And then we'll take it from there.
Dylan, great job this morning. Good luck with the disc golf tournament next weekend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, have a good day. Dylan John Callahan, who is with the Knights of Pythias, talking about the Pythian Challenge disc golf tournament coming up on July 23rd. At Peter Pan Park.
All right. If you'd like to be part of the newsmaker slots, we are populating and quite possibly we could be to the point where we have most of our morning show slots, newsmakers included, filled before lunchtime today. So give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Matt Fowler joins us tomorrow morning at 7:20 as we talk about the upcoming Flint Hills Gravel Ride.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going to be happening in town here this weekend. And a
lot of stuff. Oh,
that
man.
That is part of it right there, isn't it?
That's one of the big points of it.
Gravel grinding going on this weekend. Our newsmaker brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today. 340-7732, MRSK Buildings. KBOE Live and Local 728, 68 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
Join Newman Regional Health as they raise funds and celebrate their 13th annual Denim and Diamonds, Friday, August 5th at E.